voting for Trump means you will lose an additional $4,000 to $5,000 a year. If Trump is elected, he plans to add a 60% tariff on all imports from China. Anything in your house that says made in China, take the price that you paid for and add 60%. He plans to add a 20% tariff on all imports coming from every other country. With Kamala Harris's opportunity economy, she's not hitting you with the sales tax of doom. She's providing tax cuts to the middle and working class, so that means you will save an additional $4,000 to $5,000 a year. Plus the $25,000 she's literally handing to new homebuyers, like, you know who to vote for in this November's election. It's Kamala Harris. Paid for by FFPAC, FFPAC.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FFPAC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Jake from State Farm. I'm winning. I finally cleaned my house, so I'm breaking out my new tropical room spray.
Keep winning and create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. It's like your own personal paradise.
Ooh, hey, grab me a coconut water.
Bundling, just another way to save with a personal price plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Kamala Harris campaigns in Michigan today. Donald Trump will be in Georgia following last night's Madison Square Garden rally. ABC's Rachel Scott was there.
This rally in particular was supposed to be a homecoming for the former president. His advisors told me it's where he would start delivering his closing messages to voters. But all of that was completely overshadowed by comments that were vulgar and at times just outright racist. And as this campaign enters its final days, ABC News has now learned of a proposal from some of Trump's top aides that would allow him to bypass the traditional FBI background check to grant security clearances to a large number of political appointees.
Almost 42 million Americans have already cast their ballots early. The Gaza Health Ministry, aligned with Hamas, says more than 43,000 people have been killed in the year-long war with Israel, more than half of them women and children. NATO confirms North Korean troops have been sent to Russia to aid in the conflict with Ukraine, and that some of them are already on the front lines in border regions. This is ABC News. Financial scandals in Japan costing the country's ruling party its majority in the lower house of parliament in weekend elections. With the Fed set to meet this week for another decision about interest rates, there is a new look today at the state of the economy.
The latest survey of business leaders in the NABE survey showing that the economic outlook for the remainder of the year remains intact. That according to CoreLogic chief economist and NABE Business Conditions Survey Chair Selma Hepp. She also says optimism is up.
More respondents are reporting that their firms are not passing higher prices to consumers. That's really good news for future inflation pressures.
Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
A cheesy heist in London. Somebody made off with 22 metric tons of award-winning cheese worth plenty of cheddar. Nearly $400,000. Scotland Yard is looking for the Munster who would steal the award-winning cheddar cheese from Neil's Dairy Yard. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Brumate, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. Last Friday, Catkins had a fundraiser. Last Friday, 98Q Country held a radio marathon for Catkins, raising over $10,000 and resulting in Gray Gunderson promising to shave his head. We have the moment we achieve 10,000 right here.
But also, we've got like, what, a little over...
Oh, wait.
What... I'm gonna leave the studio for a second. I'm going to let Joel describe what just happened.
Why don't you sit down?
That's amazing.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing. Tanya, the shelter. I just, go ahead.
All this and more will be on 98qcountry.com. I'm Austin Bermay, and this has been Civic Media News.
Looking for a hometown dealership you can trust? Marthaler Chevrolet in Minocqua is here for you. They sell and service new Chevrolet vehicles, always treating customers the way they want to be treated. Get a full synthetic oil change for the everyday low price of $49.95. Plus, enjoy employee pricing on select 2024 Silverados. Hurry, take delivery by October 31st. They are proud to support breast cancer efforts, donating $100 per vehicle sold and $5 per oil change. Visit them on Highway 51 South or online at MinocquaCars.com.
The Packers stopped the Jaguars. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers with another come-from-behind victory, beating the Jaguars 30-27 with a winning field goal. After Jordan Love had to exit the game with a leg injury, running back Josh Jacobs took over with 127 yards rushing on 25 carries, scoring two touchdowns. But Jacobs says the offense could have done better.
I felt like we should have closed the game out. I felt like we should have executed better. I felt like it shouldn't have been that type of fight at the end. But being able to be in that position and still come out with a win, I think it's these volumes to this team.
College football, the Wisconsin Badgers now 5-3 after losing to Penn State 28-13 Saturday night. Up next, the Badgers head to Iowa to play the Hawkeyes. NBA, the Bucks losing to the Nets in Brooklyn 115-102. Milwaukee now 1-2 on the season after losing the home opener to the Chicago Bulls. Head coach Doc Rivers asked if he needs to address the team.
It depends how you pitch your spots. And we got to get right first. You can yell all you want. If you're not playing right, it doesn't matter.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Well, volleyball front and center Saturday night as the regional final champions were determined. Mercer and Prentice both winning their regional final championship games. Mercer topping Mellon and Prentice beating Winter. So Mercer and Prentice meet in Mercer now Thursday night, 7 o'clock. We'll have it for you right here. The sectional semifinal on 98Q Country. The Phillips Loggers at home. Edgar came in and knocked off the Loggers to claim that regional championship. Edgar now moves on to take on Wabino Leona in their next contest. Find sports stories and much more at 98QCountry.com under the Sports tab. Outdoor news is brought to you by J&A Services.
Attention outdoor enthusiasts. J&A Service Marine and Power Sports is now open in their new location inside the former Suburban Furniture Building, Highway 182 in Park Falls, Wisconsin. They service all marine and power sports backed by years of experience. Enjoy summer rentals including boats, wave runners, pontoons, ATVs, and UTVs. Explore their showroom stocked with EGL and BMS dirt bikes, scooters, VV electric bikes, plus Tail Youth ATV scooters and kids dirt bikes. Gear up with climb and fly performance gear and accessories. Watch for MiroCraft boat sales and service. Taking orders now. Open weekdays 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Weekends by appointment. Complimentary mounting and balance include with any tire purchase from J&A Services Marine and Power Sports. Now located at W7361 State Highway 182 in Park Falls, Wisconsin.
I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Hunt. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources last week unveiled new trail plans for Rib Mountain State Park outside Wausau. The plan includes hiking, climbing, bouldering, mountain biking, snowmobiling, and alpine skiing. More details when we return, but first.
Sick of eating tag soup? It's time to own your odds this fall with Onyx Hunt, the GPS hunting app trusted by millions of hunters. Now you'll have access to nationwide public and private land ownership information, waypoints, optimal wind for each stand, tracks, and much more. All at your fingertips. Go to onxmaps.com/hunt and use code ODN20 at checkout to receive 20% off your membership. That's code ODN20.
The Wisconsin DNR last week announced it has begun the conceptual trail planning process for a property-wide plan at Rib Mountain State Park. The concept phase will begin implementing the property master plan approved by the State Natural Resources Board in December 2022.
The agency is completing the trail planning work in collaboration with many key local partners, including the Friends of Rib Mountain State Park, Wisconsin Climbers Association, and the Central Wisconsin Off-Road Cycling Coalition. The collaborating groups say that Rib Mountain State Park is poised to be a central Wisconsin destination for natural resources and recreational enthusiasts. The DNR anticipates a public engagement period as part of the trail planning process early next year. For more information and to get signed up to receive project alerts, visit the Rib Mountain State Park webpage. Just go to dnr.wisconsin.gov and search Rib Mountain. I'm Rob Dreisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at outdoornews.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters. Northwoods
weather. A little sunshine today, but overall mostly cloudy and breezy with a high in the mid-60s this afternoon. Tonight, scattered showers, maybe an isolated thundershower with a low in the low to mid-50s. And then tomorrow, a scattered shower or two, mostly cloudy with a high in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 38. 98 Q Country.
Don't you know I've come a long, long way? I've been longing to see her. When she's around, she takes my blues away. Sweet Maria, the sunlight surely hurts my eyes. I'm a lonely dreamer.
Maria, I love you.
Can't think of nothing else but you all night and day. It's like I got a first class seat up on Ozzy's train. It's driving me insane. 515-0, somebody call the po-po. I'm going crazy, thinking about you, baby. 515-0, just a side of loco. I'm going crazy, think I love you, baby. I gotta get your number, girl, I gotta call you up. I gotta get you riding shotgun in my truck. This little bit of you I got, it ain't good enough. Yeah, you got me all messed up. 515-0, somebody call the po-po. I'm going crazy, think about you, baby. 515-0, just a side of loco. I'm going crazy, think I love you, baby. Think I'm losing my mind, girl. 515-0, just a side of loco. Yeah, 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 yeah. 515-0, somebody call the po-po. I'm going crazy, thinking about you, baby. 515-0, spinning my head like a yo-yo. I'm going crazy, think I love you, baby.
Q Country.
They say this town stars stay up all night. Well, I don't know, can't see them for the glow of the neon lights. And it's a long way from here to the place where the home fires burn. Well, it's 2,000 miles and one left turn. Dear Mom and Dad, please send money. I'm so broke that it ain't funny. Well, I don't need much, just enough to get me through. Please don't worry, cause I'm alright. See, I'm playing here at the bar tonight. Well, this time I'm gonna make our dreams come true. In the world, love your baby girl. Black top, blue sky, big town full of little white lies. Well, everybody's your friend, you can never be sure. They'll promise fancy cars and diamond rings and all sorts of shiny things. But girl, you'll remember what your knees are for. to you and say, dear mom and dad, I'll send money. I'm so rich that it ain't funny. Well, it ought to be more than enough to get you through.
Morgan Wallen.
All day long.
98Q Country.
Ah.
Wish I had a car. Top rope down, music up loud. Follow that girl all over town and see. Norma Jean Ryder's gonna notice me. I wish I had a dog. Seen her in the park with a puppy on a string. Looking so cute, baby, sooner or later we meet. Norma Jean Ryder's gonna talk to me. Everybody says, fool, fool, nothing you can do. Never gonna see her with the likes of you. I say, watch and see. Norma Jean Ryder's gonna notice me. All to learn to dance with the hottest moves and the latest styles. Get her on the dance floor and after a while you see. Norma Jean Ryder's gonna dance with me. Everybody says, fool, fool, nothing you can do. Never gonna see her with the likes of you. I say, watch and see. Norma Jean Ryder's gonna do this with me. Gonna write a song, sing about her hair, her lips, and her eyes. Bring her to tears with my heartfelt honesty. Norma Jean Ryder's gonna fall for me. Everybody says, fool, fool, nothing you can do. Never gonna see her with the likes of you. I say, watch and see. Norma Jean Ryder's gonna fall for me. Everybody says,
Diamond Rio Country Classics on 98Q, brought to you by Park Manor, your home, heart, and history of Park Falls. ParkManorWI.com. And they're on Facebook too. Hope your weekend was good. A little cloudy start to the day here, but definitely some mild temperatures. Started out at about 40, temperatures mid 60s today, 70 plus tomorrow, mid 60s again on Wednesday. But Halloween Thursday is going to be a cool one with temperatures struggling to get much past 40, it looks like, for Halloween. We'll get to our birthdays. If you have somebody you want to get in for the birthday cake drawing later in the week, 715-762-3221. We thought the Packers were going to let that one slip away yesterday, but the Jacksonville Jaguars, teams like Jacksonville that are kind of perennial stuck in a losing pattern every year, they just do little things here and there. They just give games away, key penalties at the wrong times, and then blown coverage at the end of the game, and they seem to find a way to lose a game. Teams like Jacksonville and the Packers, on the other hand, seem to just find ways to win games that it might be. Packers are 6-2 right now, and I don't think they're that good. I think their offensive line is pretty good. I think their quarterback is all right. They're heavily reliant on turnovers. What do they got, 19 or so now? Which, if you can continue to do that, you're fine. But that's at a pace of turnovers that's pretty crazy. I just don't know. The offense is between the receivers and Jordan Love. I don't know if it's at that level. I think it's at a playoff level, and I'm not sure if it's much beyond that. But the line is pretty good. Line's pretty good. We will find out when the Lions come to town this Sunday, at least where the two teams are at this point in the season. Long way away from the playoffs. There's players being carted off the field, wheeled off the field. There's so many injuries already, as we're only in week, 9 or 10, whatever it is. It's absolutely crazy. Absolutely crazy. And Jordan Love, of course, is hurt too. He left that game yesterday. Limp to the sidelines. That I believe it's still the knee, right? Not 100%. I mean, if the Packers were, you know, like 2-6 or something right now, he'd probably, you know, he'd probably end the season, and you would probably think may even go up surgery on something. But they're 6-2, and he's trying to gut his way through it. So we'll get an idea from Matt LaFleur here today, tomorrow, how that's going. Malik Willis looked okay. Boy, he brings a whole new dimension to that Packer offense, doesn't he? And a little option, pull that ball out of the running back's gut and then take off running. I mean, he's not a long-term solution by any means, but he's, you know, he serves a purpose there. How would you like to be the WNBA coach, Christy Sides? Christy Sides, she's a head coach of the Indiana Fever. That's a team that has Caitlin Clark, who was the main reason why the WNBA has had huge ratings, and the salaries and all that stuff's going to go up. People love watching her play. So Caitlin Clark, the Indiana Fever player, head coach Christy Sides fired yesterday. Now, the Indiana Fever were the worst team in the WNBA two years ago, and this past season, they were 20-20, and they made the playoffs. They were a lot better. But in the WNBA, apparently now, and the NBA, it's not about whether you win. It's about what goes on internally with the owners and stuff like that. And if something doesn't gel there, you're out. So she is out. That stinks because you get one of the best players ever to play women's basketball on your team as a coach, and you're like, all right, this is great. Then a year later, they say, you're not the right person for it. Just like, oh, come on, really? Whew. Let's do some news. We'll come back with the birthdays on the other side. If you got a birthday or anniversary, 715-762-3221.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Kamala Harris campaigns in Michigan today. Donald Trump will be in Georgia following last night's Madison Square Garden rally. ABC's Rachel Scott was there.
This rally in particular was supposed to be a homecoming for the former president. His advisors told me it's where he would start delivering his closing messages to voters. But all of that was completely overshadowed by comments that were vulgar and at times just outright racist. And as this campaign enters its final days, ABC News has now learned of a proposal from some of Trump's top aides that would allow him to bypass the traditional FBI background check to grant security clearances to a large number of political appointees.
Almost 42 million Americans have already cast their ballots early. The Gaza Health Ministry, aligned with Hamas, says more than 43,000 people have been killed in the year-long war with Israel, more than half of them women and children. NATO confirms North Korean troops have been sent to Russia to aid in the conflict with Ukraine, and that some of them are already on the front lines in border regions. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermay, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Saturday, November 9th, the St. Anthony of Padua Council of Catholic Women is having their holiday fair. They are hoping that all of their parishioners will take part in some way to help out this great parish event. They especially love the fresh bakery that you so generously donate. They also appreciate any new or handcrafted items to make this fair successful. And they have raffles for a beautiful quilt and cash prizes. Money earned in the raffle will go to remodeling their kitchen. Once again, that is Saturday, November 9th for the St. Anthony of Padua Holiday Fair. Then, November 15th, starting at 6 p.m. through to November 16th at 4 p.m., it's Handmade in Springstead Art and Craft Show. Beginning Friday from 6 to 9 p.m., and then continuing Saturday from 10 to 4, artisans include Rose King, Dawn Milanowski, Linda Mason, Gail Sprangers, Mom's Muffins, and many more. Once again, that is beginning November 15th from 6 to 9 p.m., and then continuing November 16th from 10 to 4 p.m. over on Old State Highway 182 in Springstead. I'm Austin Bermay, and this has been Civic Media News.
The Packers stopped the Jaguars.
Hi,
I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers with another come-from-behind victory, beating the Jaguars 30-27 with a winning field goal. After Jordan Love had to exit the game with a leg injury, running back Josh Jacobs took over with 127 yards rushing on 25 carries, scoring two touchdowns. But Jacobs says the offense could have done better.
I felt like we should have closed the game out. I felt like we should have executed better. I felt like it shouldn't have been that type of fight at the end. But being able to be in that position and still come out with a win, I think it speaks volumes to this team.
College football, the Wisconsin Badgers now 5-3 after losing to Penn State 28-13 Saturday night. Up next, the Badgers head to Iowa to play the Hawkeyes. NBA, the Bucks losing to the Nets in Brooklyn, 115-102. Milwaukee now 1-2 on the season after losing the home opener to the Chicago Bulls. Head coach Doc Rivers asked if he needs to address the team.
It depends how you pitch your spots. And we got to get right first. You can yell all you want. If you're not playing right, it doesn't matter.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On the local sports note, congratulations to the Shawamigan girls cross-country team. They are headed to state. The Phillips and Rib Lake Prentice boys teams are both headed to state after their top two finishes at the sectional cross-country this past weekend. Be listening for interviews with our coaches and athletes of the cross-country teams coming up later this week during Reality Radio. We're looking at doing cross-country during Reality Radio on Wednesday and then featuring our volleyball teams, Prentice and Mercer, during the morning show on Thursday. That's a check of your 98Q Country Sports.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action, www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Community events on 98Q Country are brought to you by Forward Bank. Looking for hunting land, cabin on the lake, maybe a large home for your growing family, or maybe you're planning to build your dream house? Forward Bank has been helping families and communities since 1919. The tradition of treating customers like family is supported by a broad line of construction, land, home equity, and mortgage loans. Come see the experts at Forward Bank for your financial needs. Get started today with the online mortgage application at forward.bank or call 762-2411 or 339-3223. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Final chance to qualify for the Backyard Barbecue Giveaway Wednesday is today. Keyword is Catkins, C-A-T-K-I-N-S. Text that keyword to us through the free Civic Media app on your Android or iPhone, and you'll have a chance to qualify, be one of the last-minute qualifiers for Wednesday's Backyard Barbecue. Birthday wishes to Shane Klevgaard, who is celebrating a birthday today. That is from Mom and from Ron. So happy birthday to you, Shane. Hope it's a good day for you on this 28th day of October. If you're celebrating, you share your day with actor Joaquin Phoenix. He's been nominated for 3 Best Actor Oscars, winning in 2020 for Joker after failing for The Master in 2013, and for his portrayal of Johnny Cash in Walk the Line back in 2006. He was good in that. Brad Paisley, BP, the singer, guitarist, and author, has won 3 Grammys, 14 ACMs, 14 CMAs. He's pretty good. Brad Paisley is celebrating a 52nd birthday today. Julia Roberts, the highest paid actress in the world throughout most of the 90s. Won a Best Actress Oscar in 2001 for Erin Brockovich. She got nominated for August, Osage County, Steel Magnolias, Pretty Woman. She also won 3 Golden Globes. Julia Roberts is celebrating a 57th birthday today. Andy Richter, the actor from TV's Quintuplets and Andy Richter Controls the Universe, Conan O'Brien's sidekick for many years, 58 today. Jamie Gertz, the actress from The Lost Boys and others, is 59. Let's see, who else do we have here? Bill Gates, the founder of Microsoft, one of the richest men in the world, and a leading philanthropist. I guess when you're one of the richest men in the world, you're all automatically a philanthropist, right? Guess so. 59 for Bill Gates today. He's got a lot of money, and we're all happy for him. Annie Potts, the actress, Ghostbusters, Pretty in Pink, 72 today. Caitlyn Jenner, the Olympic gold medalist in track and field, as Bruce Jenner, of course, now best known as the reality show star, who became a woman in 2015. So his second wife was Elvis Presley's ex-girlfriend, Linda Thompson. He married Kris Kardashian. It goes on and on. The stories go on and on. When Bruce Jenner won that thing back in the 70s, we never saw this all coming. A lot going on there. Caitlyn Jenner, Bruce Jenner, Mr. Wheaties Box, 75 today. Telma Hopkins, the former session singer, founder, found fame in Tony Orlando and Dawn. She and her cousin, Joyce Vincent Wilson, made their debut on Tie a Yellow Ribbon Around the Old Oak Tree. A year and a half later, the group ended up landing a TV series, giving her a chance to show off her comedic skills. Since then, she has been a regular on the sitcoms Family Matters, Give Me a Break, Half and Half. Telma Hopkins is 77 today. And Charlie Daniels, the fiddle guitarist and singer, has long straddled the world of Nashville country music and country rock. Of course, The Devil Went Down to Georgia, one of the most recognizable songs in any music genre. It reached number three on the Billboard charts and won a Grammy also. And the Country Music Hall of Famer has done sessions with Bob Dylan, Leonard Cohen, Hank Williams Jr. You go on and on and on and on. He founded the annual Volunteer Jam also. Charlie Daniels, born on this day, 1936. He passed back in 2020.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a three-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and in rare cases fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
A little sunshine today, but overall mostly cloudy and breezy with a high in the mid-60s this afternoon. Tonight, scattered showers, maybe an isolated thundershower with a low in the low to mid-50s. And then tomorrow, a scattered shower or two, mostly cloudy with a high in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 38.
98Q Country.
It was the summer before the real world started, and the deal was we would get to go if we cleaned it up and got it running. That is old Winnebago. Winging a prayer down a 65, five best friends on four ball ties. I can still see Billy smiling when we finally made it to Talladega. Boys, raise the whiskey in your glass. Now here's to turning up or slowing down in cars that go real fast. We were laughing and living, drinking. Sure, we're alive to stay.
Talladega. Like a stone, time rolls on. You can't hit pause, that's what just to do. Most days in life don't stand out, but life's about those days that we all like. Rockin' Randall, getting rowdy, shooting Roman candles at the man in the moon, till the Alabama sun was breaking. Over Talladega, boys raise the whiskey in your glass. Here's to turn it up, slowing down, and cars that go real fast. We were laughing and living, drinking and wishing, and thinking as that checkered flag was waving. Sure life to stay. October, I think about us shoulder to shoulder, like those cars, my thoughts roll over and over and over in my mind. Tonight I'm in Talladega, boys raised up, whiskey in your glass. Here's to turn it up, slowing down, and cars that go real fast. We were laughing and Talladega.
Country.
In your darkest hour,
lies, 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 look into my eyes, eyes, eyes.
I'm gonna love you, I'm gonna love you.
Always on at 98.3 FM and on the free Civic Media app.
Looking back now, well, it makes me laugh. We were growing our hair, we were cutting class. Knew it all already, there was nothing to learn. We were striking matches just to watch them burn. Listen to our music just a little too loud. We were hanging in there with the outcast crowd. Heading to the rapids with some discount beer. It was a long train trestle, but we had no fear. Man, I don't know where the time goes, but it sure goes fast. Just like that, we were wannabe rebels that didn't have a clue. Rock and roll t-shirts and our typically bad attitude. Had no excuses for the things that we'd done. We were brave, we were crazy, we were mostly young. Young. Talked a good game when we were out with the guys, but in the back seat we were awkward and shy.
Girls were a mystery that we couldn't explain. And I guess there are some things that are never gonna change. Man, I don't know where the time goes, but it sure goes fast. Just like that, we were wannabe rebels that didn't have a clue. And our rock and roll t-shirts and our typically bad attitude had no excuses for the things that we've done. We were brave, we were crazy, we were mostly young. 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 Yeah, I'm wishing we were older. Young. Hey, I wish it wasn't over. And our typically bad attitudes had no excuses for the things that we'd done. We were brave, we were crazy, we were mostly young. Young.
Kenny Chesney with Young at 98 Q Country. Joel here in the morning show on a 28th of October. And I hope you are well. Temperatures into the 60s today, 70s, low 70s it looks like for tomorrow. All right, so I had a chance to be involved. Had a very nice. I haven't been to a wedding in a while. A neighbor got married. Congratulations to Josh England and Rachel Meyer on tying the knot this weekend. And they're celebrating. The ultimate present I gave them, I said, well, you can just move. So they're going to move away. They're just going to go. So they don't have to be my neighbors anymore. That's my present to them. No more blowing, no more me blowing my leaves into their yard. So Josh and Rachel had a good time at the wedding on Saturday. So best of luck to both of you, good people. If you want to laugh, we're struggling maybe a little bit to laugh here leading up to the presidential election because there's just so much stuff just being said and thrown around. For me, the Saturday Night Live news update, it's like 6 or 7 minutes long, and it's on YouTube. Now, some of it's a little, but there's some in there. They poke fun at everybody. They poke fun at Trump. They poke fun at Harris. They poke fun at everybody. And it is, I think, one of the best things going on TV is the SNL update with Michael Che and the other guy. I can't remember. I always forget his name. But funny stuff. It makes me laugh. Maybe it'll make you laugh. I was also watching a lot of NFL on Sunday yesterday, watched the Packer game. I watched the Cowboys. Cowboys are done. They're not going anywhere. That's just not a good team. It's just not a good team at all. I know you're saying, well, my Cowboys are 3-4. They're still right there. No, you're done. You're out. So we've eliminated them. We've eliminated the Giants. We've eliminated the Saints. We've eliminated the Carolina Panthers. They were eliminated before the season started. The LA Rams are... I don't think they're very good. We're going to eliminate them. So we're going to go five teams already out. So you got the Seahawks, who still got a shot because they looked all right at times. The 49ers, you know, borderline playoff team. Tampa Bay looks good at times. Baker Mayfield's pretty good. The Bears at 4-3. I don't think they're going to be a playoff team, but they're definitely better. The Eagles are there. I think there's about I'm going to give three teams a chance to be in the Super Bowl in the NFC right now. All right, three teams. What are your three teams to be in the Super Bowl from the NFC? Number one, obviously, is the Lions. If they stay healthy, they got an opportunity, I think, to get back there. The Lions, the number one. I think the I don't know. I don't know from there. The Eagles, maybe, just because there's so much pressure on them and their fans are just so ridiculously over the top. So I'll put the Eagles in there. So I'm going to go Lions, Eagles, and a tie for third in a chance to make the Super Bowl in the NFC is Packers/Vikings. I think either one of those teams are good enough. The Vikings showed earlier in the year their defense is elite, and the Packers have shown that their line work is elite. So I think it would not be an upset if you got to the NFC Championship game and the Eagles, Vikings, or Lions went to Detroit and beat them. It wouldn't be an upset. It would just be football. So I think those are the only four teams in the NFC that have any chance, and the last two are borderline at best. And the last three might be borderline at best. But again, we're only seven games into a 17-game schedule, and injuries can happen. And teams that look really, really good, the first few games, they can just stink later in the year. Lots to go. We do know one thing. The Packer-Lion game Sunday will have a big determination on who wins the division, tiebreakers alone. Obviously, the win and loss is important, but if the Lions win that game and then they got the tiebreaker over the Vikings and the Packers, it's a big thing. We have Packer football Sunday for you. It's a 1 o'clock pregame. I was also looking at some amazing NFL stats over the weekend. Did you know? Now, Peyton Manning, obviously, very good quarterback. I think when you mention the greatest quarterbacks of all time, I don't think he's there. For whatever reason, just because Tom Brady is just crazy, six Super Bowls. But, you know, Peyton Manning, when he won his second Super Bowl, did you know what his stats were for that year? He had 9 touchdowns and 17 interceptions that year. The entire year. He won his second Super Bowl, but it wasn't because of him. It wasn't because of him. And I scratch my head sometimes when people discount certain players because their team did not win a Super Bowl. One player in football does not determine that. Dan Marino is probably the greatest football thrower of all time from the Dolphins. He went to a Super Bowl as a rookie, got beaten, never went back because his team was terrible. He had terrible defenses. So it's just unfair. I get why people say, well, he never won a Super Bowl. He can't be considered to be one of the great quarterbacks. And I get that. But on the other hand, I think we got to reanalyze that a little bit. There's some great, great players. I mean, the Lamar Jackson, the Baltimore Ravens quarterback. What is he, a 3-time MVP? Hasn't won a Super Bowl. May not ever win a Super Bowl. But man, is he good. Man, is he really, 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 really good. But the rest of the team can't figure it out. There's a reason why there's 22 players, 11 offense, 11 defense in the NFL, because it's a brutally physical game, and it's just crazy. So reconsider that as you think of the greatest players of all time, the running backs, whatever position it may be. Try to throw aside championships. You know, give Barry Sanders some love. Obviously, Walter Payton. You know, Walter Payton did win a Super Bowl with the Bears. But, you know, some of these guys just get thrown into situations that they're just not going to win. But they're still really, really good. We have news to come at the top of the hour at 9 o'clock. We'll get our Titletown report. Bill Scott will be in to get us updated on what's going on in Green Bay.
Sure, it's election season. But there are some things that all of us should still be able to agree on. Like this. Elections in Wisconsin should be decided by the citizens of Wisconsin. But our democracy is under threat from radical groups that are fighting to keep the door open for illegal immigrants and non-citizens voting. Your Republican state legislators passed an amendment that would make sure only citizens get to vote. But a network of radical groups and special interests are fighting against it. Groups that support mass amnesty for illegal immigrants, abolishing ICE and funding sanctuary cities, outright socialists, all working together to keep the door open to non-citizens voting in our elections. Wisconsin, we need to protect our elections. Vote yes on the referendum and support Republican candidates for state Senate and state assembly who are fighting to protect your vote. The Republican Party of Wisconsin paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Join Lena's Northern Pines Resort on Butternut Lake in Butternut, Wisconsin for an unforgettable night of spooky fun. Happening Friday, November 1st from 7 to 11 p.m. Enjoy live music by First Hand High, a thrilling costume contest with prizes, exciting Halloween games, special spooky drinks, and an open fire pit to warm up by. Don't miss Lena's Howling Halloween Fest right off Lakeshore Drive. It's the ultimate post-Halloween bash.
This is Tom Tiffany. Wisconsin families are suffering because of Vice President Harris's open border policies. In Prairie du Chien, an illegal alien assaulted a mother. In Rusk County, a drunk driving illegal alien left three daughters without their father. Yet Democrats in Congress voted against deporting criminals like these. If you want to keep America safe and secure, then vote for Tom Tiffany. Paid for by Tiffany for Wisconsin.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is